This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus is a good news story about food and community. The South Lanark Community Garden, located near Balderson, will soon have a solar-powered greenhouse and water pumping system, thanks to a generous donation from Commonwealth's LEAF program. Joining me is Cliff Newdorf and Cara Bulo, volunteer members of the Community Garden and chair and co-chair of the board. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Yes. Good day.
Hi, Cliff. Hi, yep. Cara. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Very well, thank you. So first of all, I wanted to say congratulations on this new addition to your already existing community garden. You must be thrilled.
Oh, thank you. It's so exciting.
Yes, we're tremendously lifted by what we have here and where it's going to be going, we envision.
Cliff, your garden has existed for a number of years now. I'm just wondering, what inspired you to start a garden on your family farm, on your farm property, that would benefit the community? Where did that inspiration come from with you?
Well, quite some time ago, long before we even got going with Plan B, because we worked with Plan B for about 4 years, as a community garden there. Donna, through her work with Lanark Community Programs, they had assigned some funds towards developing a garden project for one of the groups of families that they were dealing with. It was quite an inspiration to see how it blossomed, how it worked there. There was kids from Lanark who ran the program, and itself was harvested and taken off to different places to be given to the people to actually use and consume. And it was quite good the way that worked out. That fell by the wayside because it wasn't funded after a few years. But then the Plan B came along, and the opportunity was there to do that again. We had retired from the garlic business, and we're still operating as a farm, but it was good to convert it to a community garden and use the equipment that we already had.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about you were working with Plan B, the community group out of Lanark Village then?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yeah.
Right, okay.
With her organization.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that is a very generous, by the way, generous contribution that you and Donna Davidson have made to the community to be able to open up your farm property like that. It's not something everybody would do.
Yeah, it was something that...
You're very modest, I can tell.
We are hoping that this project does inspire other communities to take on similar projects.
You're hoping it inspires other communities?
Absolutely, right. Yes.
And it has done one. There's a community garden similar to what we have has been started last year up in Blakeney. And it's
Mississippi Mills, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And it's right. Sending food to the Hunger Stop in Carlton Place.
Yeah, they're doing great work there as well. So, Cliff, do you think of yourselves, you and Donna, do you think of yourselves more as stewards of the land rather than owners of the land, would you say?
I think so. Yes, you're passing on the land to other people to use and that sort of thing. And this is one way to allow some of that to at least happen while we're here. Okay, and in the longer term, perhaps more people will see that and we'll see this blossoming more. But it's definitely just something that we would like to support the community, give back to the community what we've taken from.
It's a wonderful philosophy. Cara, how did you become involved with the South Lanark Community Garden?
So in 2020, my eldest son was participating in the youth volunteer program that was being run by Plan B at the time. And Steve is really enjoying coming and working in the garden and getting volunteer hours. And I just started hanging out here, and the rest is kind of history. I just really enjoyed the atmosphere here, and I've learned so much since I've been volunteering.
You got hooked.
I did. Those tomatoes.
You know, when we think about a community endeavor such as yours, what does it mean in terms of the work involved with a garden of this size? Who wants to address that? Which one of who does what and how does it work? That's what I want.
I do a fair bit of work from my position where I'm operating equipment that we are using. But we also have volunteers, and almost all of it is done 100% outside of what I've been doing by volunteers, and a lot of work there. You know, the weeding, the planting, the transplanting, the growing out. Last year we went to the community and we had different people from their own homes starting seeds and growing, taking the seedlings and bringing them back to the farm here where we grew them out to transplant stage, and then they were transplanted out. All of that was done by volunteer people. And so quite a number of people have been involved. I think we're around about 15 to 20 people total at this point that are sort of regularly show up at different times.
Right. And do the volunteers get to take some veggies home when they're finished their work at the end of the day or what?
Absolutely. So that's one of the great perks of hanging out here is not only do you get to learn about gardening and learn about like pest control and all that, you also get to bring home whatever produce that you need. And we intentionally grow an abundance above what our volunteers need so that we can share it with the community at large.
I know you're anxious to talk about your new greenhouse because this is a really big step for you. But I'm wondering, could you have done this without the financial help, the generous donation that you received from Commonwealth's LEAF program, and community support? Could you have done it without that?
No, not at all. Not at all. The grant is a very generous grant that's covering the cost of the greenhouse.
How many people applied for a grant? Do you know?
I think it was 100 and some, perhaps, maybe.
Good heavens.
150,
yeah.
It was 150 maybe.
It was Ontario-wide, so it was quite a lot of applications.
So what criteria did you have to be chosen to receive that donation?
We had to demonstrate that there was community support for this project to go forward. So when we found out about the application, we put our application in, and then we put a blast out to everybody on our Facebook page and through our email list and just asked them to go and comment on the application showing their support. And I was absolutely blown away by everybody's comments and how much they love the community garden and that they think that this is really important for our community.
And did they ask you what you base that on? I mean, it's great to have community support to say, oh, yeah, we really want this. But you've proven yourselves in other ways by donating a lot of produce and that sort of thing. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yes. Over the past 4 years, our amount of produce that we're growing and able to give away from the garden has increased each year. This past year, it was up around about 16,000 pounds for us.
16,000 pounds?
Yes,
that's did you say?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, that's correct. And a lot of it went to to the volunteers. It went to the pantry. It went some of it to Plan B, some of it to the table in Perth, and some of it to a private distribution in Carlton Place as well. So it was good to see that happen.
Yes, when you made application to Commonwealth for the financial assistance for this project, the greenhouse project, what objectives did you have to outline to them?
Oh, yes. Well, part of the objectives what we were going to do with it, and we basically stated that we're giving back to the community. Our objectives itself that we have, okay, was that we were created for the to establish, operate, and maintain a community garden and ancillary activities. I'm reading this now.
To
assure the security and sovereignty of our community food system, and in that we mean things like non-patented seeds, so that we can freely trade them, grow
seeds.
And produce,
okay.
And distribute fresh produce, also to our members and to the larger community, develop a community-based seed saving strategy, foster care and nurture a community learning environment. So we're having a lot of learning going on. That's the youth groups and that sort of thing. And also to encourage community participation in our seminars and things like so forth. And also to transfer the garden knowledge back into the community. So, for instance, right now, we will, where we're contemplating not just giving seedlings out that will come from the greenhouse back to people who have had their own gardens, but volunteers who are doing that, they could take them home. But we also have looking at perhaps something like a rototiller, making that available for people who want to have rototilled up and that sort of thing.
Right. So you're going to have workshops. It's going to be hands-on. You're going to be helping people, educate people, getting them in there to do workshops and things like that, learning about gardening. I was going to say from the ground up.
Literally.
You know, planting the seeds and then what? And maintaining. And then what do you do with the product? Are you going to be doing anything else with the product when it comes out of the ground? Are you going to be storing it, cooking anything, doing anything like that?
We're contemplating at this point branching into, and our objects allow that, into running preserving workshops and starting to fledgling groups that would preserve the different produce for their use during the winter months.
Teaching about canning and dehydrating.
Oh, that's incredible.
All those different ways to save the food so that it lasts long.
Mm-hmm. And it also, it sounds like a learning environment, looking at environmentally sustainable method of agriculture too, isn't it? What you're doing.
Yeah, we try to follow organic practices as much as we can. And a lot of the work is done with a tractor, but a lot of it's by hand.
So in the greenhouse, you're going to be, it's going to make it easier to, or extend the period of growth, or what? Or how is it going to work? How is it going to benefit you?
Yes, you'll have, it'll benefit both on the front end of the growing season and on the back end. So you can start your seedlings early. Also, you can have earlier some crops to market as it were. Say if you wanted to start some tomatoes in there or peppers or whatever, you could have them cucumbers earlier, or you could just have the seedlings grown out so that they're ready to transplant.
And in a year like this year, where we didn't get snow till quite later, we could have been growing a lot of food in the greenhouse, probably.
Right.
More. So yeah. You know, keeping fresh produce going as long as we can throughout the year.
Now, the new water pumping system, how is that going to help you?
It's going to save us a lot in terms of energy. What we're looking at is reducing the amount of water and actually directing it right to the plants themselves. Their roots, so it wouldn't be a spray system. It would be what they call a drip irrigation system for that. That would be in the greenhouse, and we're going to experiment with it in the field as well. By using the electricity coming from the solar to operate that, we don't need to be running the tractors with the pumps to actually create the normal sprinklers that we have.
Right. How have you been doing it now? Have you been carrying buckets of water to the garden or something? Or?
No, we have pipes that come from the river, Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. It's about a half to three quarters of a mile of piping. that we then pump. It starts out about a 4-inch pipe, and then it's reduced down to a 3-inch pipe. And that waters the whole garden, and we will water the garden maybe once or twice a week.
Sorry, maybe I missed this, but will there be a reservoir kind of thing, a catchment?
Yeah, what we will do is with this new grant, we will create a reservoir so that we can use the reservoir then for the solar-operated drip irrigation system.
Okay, and the rainwater, it'll catch the rainwater and that sort of thing, right?
Are you
coming off a well? Or are you going to do...
No, it's all going to be coming from the river.
Okay, yes.
All river water.
Because you're right near there.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm just wondering, what impact will the project have on things like high cost of food, availability, freshness, that kind of thing? Could we talk about that for just a sec?
Yeah, so this is going to improve everybody's access to fresh organic food. Because as you know, we've all seen at the grocery stores, the prices have been going up. So this way people can come to the garden and volunteer and bring home what at no cost to them other than volunteering, which is always a lot of fun, and you get to know your neighbors that way.
Right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do you think the pandemic has influenced you in any way as far as wanting to expand this garden in the way that you have?
Absolutely. So, because I've joined in 2020, and part of that was just being able to get out of the house and to see people in a safe place where we didn't have to worry about, you know, being indoors. We're outdoors. We could distance.
Right.
No, I think it's the way it's influenced from my perspective is that people need to get their produce, and as Carol was saying, that people want to come out and be part of this. It's able for them to makes them able to actually be in the garden. There's lots of room to spread out. There's nobody's encroaching on other people's bubbles, as it were. But still, they see each other and they can talk to each other and that sort of thing. It's a very good positive effect. Not only that, but there's the availability then to take some of the plants back to their own home gardens and grow that sort of grow out as well. So we did a number of plants and number of sprays and things that went off to so that people took them home and were able to grow them out there.
And there's been an increase in interest in gardening since the pandemic started. So this has been a great way for people to come and learn. They don't feel comfortable starting a garden on their own.
Right. So you're really encouraging people to start their own gardens at their own places too, personal gardens. I think that's wonderful. You know, we're running out of time, and I'm just wondering, is there anything you'd like to add before we go that we haven't covered?
Am I able to give out an email address if people are interested in...
Absolutely. And I was just going to say, do you need any help over there? And if you do, how would our listeners get in touch with you? So go for it.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested in coming out and seeing what we're all about, you can send an email to volunteer@southlanarkcommunitygarden.org.
Volunteer at southlanarkcommunitygarden.org.
Yes, that's right.
Great. Okay. Well, I really want to thank you both. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. You know, I don't know where this philosophy comes from, but it's a wonderful one that you have of sharing and helping others and building community is what it really is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, without that building community, where would we be? You know, it's really a wonderful aspect of what we're doing. I think that from my wife's perspective and tribute to her own parents and grandparents and her heritage, I think they would really enjoy seeing what.
Absolutely. Wonderful thing that you and Donna Davidson have done, and Kara, you as well, and all the people that volunteer at your garden. And we'll look forward to watching this development this year as the greenhouse gets constructed.
Well, make it a point and come on out to the garden and see it.
You bet.
Okay.
We will. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today, and it's been fun and interesting, and best of luck with this year's project as well.
Thank you for highlighting us today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care. My guests, Cliff Newdorf and Kara Bulo with the South Lanark Community Garden. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88.